This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. A song titled The Front Line has become an anthem to healthcare workers. Maybe you've seen it being shared and then shared and shared again. The song has been produced into a beautiful new video, too, so I thought we'd share some of the beginning of the music with you.
Lines on our faces from the masks that we wear. We're on a mission. Who else is gonna care like we do? Like we do. We try to stay strong, align our defenses. We sacrifice and dig into our trenches, all for you. Yeah, all for you. We're living in a living hell. The enemy invisible. Seems like we're only biding time. We take an oath and live by it. We fight the fight and never quit. The soldier.
That song, The Front Line, is the uplift today, and the musician who wrote it and who accompanies herself on the piano and sings it is Lori Sacco Nelson of Sacramento. She's on the phone. Hi, Lori.
Hey, Beth. Thanks for having me on.
What a beautiful song. What are people telling you about this music and the lyrics?
God, you know, it's been kind of a whirlwind. It took on a life of its own. I wrote that in about an hour and a half, to be perfectly honest. It was just something I, you know, had been on my mind, but then someone asked me to write it. I'll tell you about that shortly. But I posted on Facebook. I went and recorded it and then posted it on Facebook. And we had like 1,000 views within a few hours. And I thought, oh, my gosh, you know, people are really taking to this song. And I had so many comments on Facebook and personal phone calls and emails and text messages. And mostly it was, you're making me cry. It's making me cry. It's making me cry. I kind of stepped back because, you know, when you're writing a song, you're kind of immersed in the chord structure and where's it going to go next and what's the bridge going to be, and the words, of course, as well, which are, you know, very meaningful in this time. And then I had to step back and listen to it as if I was a nurse or a doctor, you know, on the front line. And that's when I cried. I was too immersed in it. But when I stepped back and listened to how other people were listening, that's when it really got to me, too. Sometimes I can't even talk about it. Hmm. So it's touched a lot of people. Hmm. I really have.
So the phrase you use, lines on our faces, and the vivid picture of faces when those masks that have been on for hours and hours and days are finally taken off, was that something you saw that really stuck with you? Where'd that come from?
You know, it's funny that when I first started to write the song, I started looking at video, and that's the first image, and that was my first sentence in the song. And people were bruised from these masks they had to wear all day long and all night and for weeks and months now. And so that was really the beginning of the song, that first line there, from a visual.
Let's go back to where the idea came from, though. You have a friend in Australia who's a nurse. Will you tell the story?
What happened was, you know, we're all under this quarantine and everybody's stuck at home, and I'm a musician. I have been for years. I'm in, you know, four bands, you know, and one of the things as musicians, you try to find a creative way to get through life, and, it, you know, music kind of heals and saves you sometimes. And I thought, I'm going to just start writing music. I wrote four songs for my daughter one weekend, and then I thought, well, I'm going to get on Facebook and ask, does anybody want me to write them a song? And I actually posted, but nothing about coronavirus. And I don't know why, I just didn't want to go there. I felt it was just too sad. And I had several people ask me to write songs. I wrote five songs that week. But Sarah Forster in Adelaide, Australia, who's a family friend, Facebooked me and said, can you please write a song for the healthcare workers on the front line? And when she actually asked me that, I felt like it was kind of my duty. And so then I wrote it, and I'm so glad I did. It just touched so many people. But that's who started it all, with Sarah in Australia. And actually, it's been airing on their radio station there. He opens his show, one of the DJs there, every night with that song. So it's been a pretty incredible experience. Hmm.
Do you know when that moment was, when you realized this song was really being taken in by many, many people, and you had to let go of it? That it did need to just go out to the world?
You know, when I wrote it, I called my friend Rick Lauder, and many people in Sacramento know Rick. He's in Mumbo Gumbo. He teaches drums at Sac State. He has a recording studio, him and his wife Tracy Walton, at Good Dog Studios in Sacramento. I called him. It was a Thursday at like 5 o'clock. I said, "Hey, can you record this song for me real quick?" And he said, "Come over at 8:30." I went over to his place. We did it in 2 takes. I played it live. And he said, "I'm not charging you anything. I want to be part of this." And I thought that really struck me. And then, a man, George Holden, who does Liquid Light shows. He's worked with Joe Cocker and the Grateful Dead and Sly Stone, Santana, you know, since 1966, he's been doing these Liquid Light shows. He called me and he said, "I want to be a part of this. I want to put the video together for you." So all these people contacted me and wanted to be a part of this song. That's when I really realized, wow, this is a whole other animal, you know, that I wasn't really thinking about when I wrote it. And then a good friend from my childhood, Janet Shepherd in Hawaii, she has an advertising company, Monamines, and she grabbed onto it, and she's been advertising it and doing press releases and all that. So I feel like there's so many people who want to be a part of it. That really strikes me as something special.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Lori Sacco Nelson of Sacramento. She's a musician, a mom, a real estate agent, and now she has gifted the world with this beautiful song, The Frontline. We'll post a link to the video. The song itself is so powerful, but to see scenes of healthcare workers across the country, the captioning of what some of these scenes mean, you know, you really have documented history. You've really produced.
Well, that was all George. I want to make sure you know George Holden put that all together with the Liquid Light shows that he does. But he put together that video for me.
But the video combined with the lyrics and the music, Lori, I think are going to be a statement piece about what this first wave, the beginnings of COVID-19, were.
Sure, of course, it's been an incredible experience. I feel like, you know, as a musician, I really touched people, and you can't really do more than that as a musician. And I'm just so honored that people love the song, and I've evoked some emotion from people. You know, great
so
feeling. But it's sad to say we had to evoke sadness, but it's more a tribute to those healthcare workers. I have a dear friend, Trish Shoemaker. I'm in a band with. She's a nurse who's been on the front line, of course, and she actually was in the hospital for a while, and she's recuperated. But I think of her every time I hear the song as well.
Hmm. I was pretty sure you had somebody or multiple people in your life experiencing the illness as well. And you're receiving remarkable support. You're asking people who are moved by the song and who can to donate to a few organizations. Do you want to mention that part of the project?
Sure. You know, there's so many organizations out there, and I just didn't know what to pick. George helped me out with that as well. We chose a few. GetUsPPE.org. That's, you know, of course, PPE is the personal protective equipment that the healthcare workers are still needing. It's made up of volunteers, and you can go there and donate. It's First Responders Children's Foundation. They support first responders and their families who are enduring financial hardship. They've also funded things like hotel room nights for first responders, and they've distributed, I think it was 200,000 surgical grade masks to first responders. They've paid for funerals for first responders who've lost their lives. So that's another one, First Responders Children's Foundation. And then also FeedingAmerica.org, who, you know, they've been around for 40 years helping network with the food banks and food closets. But you know, during this pandemic, the food banks, they reported 70% increase in the need Not just for food, but for volunteers, too. So that's another one we chose. But there's many, many, many. We were just trying to post some things so people felt like they could help, you know. And whether they do it through us or through any means, that's fine with us. We just wanted to get the word out and some links so it would be easier for them.
Well, Lori, so many, many people in town know you from the many hats you wear, including radio from KFBK and the Paul and Phil show on Y92.5. And I just think that sometimes there's a moment that defines where we are inside ourselves. And I just encourage everybody to spend a little time with this song. And I am so grateful for the gifting of it the way you have, and that we could share it too, Lori. And I just thank you so much.
Well, I really appreciate the time, Beth. Long time no see. I'd like to see you again one of these days.
Well, keep writing music during this time, will you?
I never stop. Yeah.
I think you've tapped in quite beautifully. So to you and your kids, great well wishes and thank you again. We're going to close the show with more of The Frontline. We've posted a link to the video at capradio.org/insight. That is Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. And so one more time from Sacramento singer-songwriter Lori Sacco Nelson, here is The Frontline.
And the heart just